We're now back with Christine Watkins on Castle Country Focus. We wanted to talk about the Hope Scholarship. This is something that she's been wanting to talk about for a little while, and it's going to maybe come up, maybe not. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, boy. Yes. This bill is the bill that wants to take $36 million and have it in a pot that people could apply for to go to private school. And we had this a long time ago. It's basically a form of vouchers. We're going to give families vouchers so that they can go to a private school. And when we first had this about 20 years ago, and this, I wasn't obviously in office, but they passed it. It became a law, and a lot of people got riled up. We got the signatures they needed, and they had to rescind it. So it's back again, and it's a little different than before because of two reasons. One is they say, well, one size does not fit all. Okay, we all understand that. We have homeschoolers. We have our general public education. But over the 20 years since then, we have a flourishing charter school system. And we have charter schools everywhere. It's one of the things that Utah has done very well. And they're just like regular public school in the sense that you don't have to pay for them. Because some states, if you go to charter school, you have to pay. And so we have, I think we've got over 200 charter schools in the state. So people do have that option, maybe not quite as much in really remote rural areas. And the interesting part about this, the other part is we have a weighted pupil unit. It's amount of money that each child has hooked to them that goes to the school district and the schools. They want to take twice that amount to give to these Hope Scholarship recipients. And you can have four kids in a family, mom and dad. Well, you can even have, I think, a family of four, two kids and mom and dad, and be making $300,000, and you will qualify for this Hope Scholarship. So they just had some, I've read the new portion of the bill. I've read the old one. I just don't think this is ready for prime time. I wish we could figure out a way to help people. And in the first version, parents can apply and pay themselves to do homeschooling. In the second version, they've taken that away because there was no accountability. Schools, charter schools, regular public schools, they are so accountable to the state and what they do and the rules they follow and testing. This goes away with the Hope Scholarship. It's just go choose a private school, do what you want, whether it's a religious school or just somebody down the street that's opened up a school. Just no accountability, and it's just not on a level playing field.
And so how do you feel this one's going to shake out at the end of the day?
Well, it's been on the board for 2 weeks. By that, it means it's passed a House committee. And the interesting thing about that is this bill should have come to the Education Committee, of which I'm a member. It didn't. It went to tax and rev, and it had nothing to do with tax and revenue. And so they know that this is a tough one. So it's been on the board, passed through that committee. It's sitting up there on the board. It's circled, which means it saves its place in line, but they're not talking about it yet. So I'm sure it's going to come up. My roommate up here, another rep, we've kind of done an informal poll, and we just want to make it so it won't be veto-proof. But we found out that people were overwhelmingly against it. So it'll be interesting to see when they bring it up or if they just leave it on the board circled and they don't address it. But it's really been controversial. There's ads on the radio up here saying support it, all that interesting stuff. So it'll be, we're all sitting here, when's it going to come up? When's it going to come up? Because this will be a highly debated bill.
All right, so we've got that one that's still coming at us. Is there anything else that we've got that we want to talk about? Because maybe we'll talk about it next week that's coming up that we need to keep an eye on still.
Well, there's still the issue of a constitutional amendment and the tax on food. There's a lot of work going on with leadership. That's in their purview as the regular reps. We listen to them, and this is what they're charged to do as our leadership is to work with Senate. And we're hearing that, you know, on the House side, we are okay with taking the tax off food, but we're hearing that the Senate is a whole lot more hesitant. So there's got to be negotiating to go on. And so it's still just floating out there, and we hear bits and pieces, and we'll see what happens. But today, this afternoon, as the chair of the Beetle Committee, we'll find out the things that the Executive Appropriation Committee will fund. So I'm anxious to see what we get funded in our communities through all of our sub-appropriation committees.
So we've got that coming at us, and it'll be fast and furious to next Friday when all of this goes to bed. Do you see it being right up to the wire, unlike last year? Last year was pretty calm, wasn't it?
It was. And I will say we don't have tons of bills. We're scheduled to have floor time at 6 o'clock tonight. I don't know if we will or if we do. It couldn't be much more than maybe an hour because we just don't have a lot of bills. And so it's just kind of an interesting year. So I'm hoping we have things settled. So the last day we're just kind of doing a little fast and furious debating and passing or not passing bills. And then just end and come home.
I was just saying, maybe you won't have to be there till midnight. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Representative Watkins, thank you so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you go up there and do what you do, okay?
Okay, and I just want to give a shout out for teachers. They've been beat up by some members of our legislature, and I just want them to know I've got their back up there, and a whole bunch of us do, and we appreciate everything that they've done and the sacrifices they've made and their families. So thank you to all the educators.
That's what I always, toughest job in the world.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Representative Christine Watkins, once again, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk again next week.
For sure. Thank you.
You bet. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.